So we're back, Act 4. So this is another barn stable scene that I shot and tried to make it look different.
And I really love the way Greg maneuvers, the two of them maneuvering around this stall.
Yeah.
Dealing with this issue of whether Chris wants to ride again and whether she's kind of fibbing about her injury. And Greg knows that, Pablo knows that she's fibbing.
Yeah. The direction I gave him, I said, listen, we're going to shoot this scene 6 times. I'm going to do it wide. I'm going to do it singles panning, and then I'm going to do a medium panning, and then I'm going to do a tighter on both of you guys. And we just worked it, and we figured out a blocking with the Steadicam operator where it could always be a do-si-do. And I said, basically, Greg, she's a hurt animal that you're basically trying to get to do something she doesn't want to do. And you're following her around everywhere. Every time he comes near you, you try to run away. And really, that should be the feeling of the scene, and they just did it, and it was well written, and it was easy to shoot.
This is fun too.
So for the fans, if you want to see what I look like, that's me right there. And of course, the funny story behind that is it's the one scene that I couldn't look through the monitor when we were shooting. So I have Frank Perla, DP, and Clint, first camera operator, basically directing the scene. We set up the shots and pick the angles. And then for that, where I had to be in close-up, I basically said, how was it? And they were like, it's great. Of course, my one genius acting moment where I wave and go, sorry, was not on film. It was before they panned to me. And so I don't think they knew that I was going to do that. I didn't know that they didn't get it. And it wasn't until I got to post that I went, oh, we don't have my moment. But ultimately, it worked out, and I did a little ADR line and put it in.
So this was a really difficult scene because it was like freezing out there. And they're playing baseball. You can see their face. And I felt so sorry when I watched the Dales. I was like, they must have been freezing to death.
We were cold. It was the first scene of the day. And my favorite line in the whole episode was her improv line, which was, bring it to mama. Show mom what you got or something. And she kills me. Nana is such a great actor. So physical with her comedy and with her drama. And she's a dancer. And her mother was a famous choreographer. Just, you can see it in her movement. So this is a fun scene. I always wanted to see Nicole on a trampoline. And I said, Nicole, I'm putting you on a trampoline in this episode on a treadmill. And showing that she works out and how she always looks so good. There was always questions from the fans on the website saying, how do you guys stay in shape? So I figured, put her on a treadmill and start the scene.
She has good genes, though, to begin with.
She does.
She has beauty genes. She doesn't have the ugly genes.
She does not have any of the ugly genes at all.
There's no ugliness about her.
And she's got the good acting gene, too. And I love it when these two fight. They're always fighting. They're like, it's like a real couple.
Yeah.
So Micah, in this scene, I pushed him to be really angry at the end, and he on the last take he really brought it, and he was kind of ending it a little softer than I wanted, and it wasn't until the last take before going to turn, I was like, all right, I want you really to be pissed at her and just daggers, and he did it. It was great. So this is a fun set. This is just part of our office, and we basically built the wall behind the board and put in a fake window. And basically, I wanted the whole scene to be backlit with Chris lit from the real daylight. And there's another window behind her, so I wanted her backlit back there as well. And all of the posters on the wall are actually our production team. So if you notice the faces, it's Lester Berman and Gary Goodman,
I didn't notice that. Funny.
Production manager.
This is a really fun revelation for her. She didn't realize that wildfire leaped over her. She played this so nicely of the dreading seeing this. Did I say wildfire? Yeah, wildfire, right.
I did it on the day. I was calling every horse a different name. But Eaton, the actor who plays I'm sorry, his name's not Eden, it's Kent. He did a great job with the scene, and he was the only other actor that had lines in the scene, so it was basically a scene between two of them, and I kept trying to have him be more intense and be more of a jerk to her. And he's a really nice guy, and we got some nice colors out of him. But this is the kind of scene I really wanted the camera moving the whole time, and I never wanted to stop. And Jen just did a great job not going too far with her emotion and just keeping it internal. And you feel for her and you feel the guilt. And to remember all that dialogue and still tell the story with emotion is just such a great thing. And she just nails it. And she's so damn beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really nice scene.
Thanks. Well,
she just
wrote it.
It's lost. You know, everything's lost.